Hello, BCT listeners. Welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. In this edition, I'm going to talk about using Windows Vista for the first time. What I want to do is I will cover everything that you can expect when you turn on your computer, such as desktop, start menu, taskbar, system tray, sidebar, and if I have time, I'll show you Welcome Center. And I will try to show you Windows Explorer as well. So what we're going to do now is I will start my laptop computer. Just to let you know, I'm using the keyboard that came with the desktop to control the desktop, which is a recording studio, and the Kensington USB keyboard to control the laptop. When Windows Vista starts, you should hear two sounds. The first one is the startup, and the second one is the logon sound. After a few moments, you should hear them. And now it's about the time. And yes, these two, the first one is Windows startup and second one was Windows logon sound. What Microsoft has done is they've changed the behavior, so Windows loads first followed by logon screen. So that's quite a change. After a few moments, JAWS should start. I'm using Ado.
JAWS for Windows is ready, beta release.
Public beta.
Start button to
right
open
now.
Presenter.
In this podcast, for about 90% of the time, I'm going to use JAWS for Windows. And for about 10%, I'm going to use WindowWise because there are some items that JAWS does not recognize, which include user account control and Windows sidebar. One of the notable changes in Windows Vista is redesigned start menu, which is, in fact, an XP start menu with search box on it. The All Programs start menu has also changed, as well as power options. I'm going to cover these right now. Just like any version of Windows, after Windows 95, we'll press Windows key to open start menu. I'll do it now.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Start search edit box. We're now in the search field. What you can search is a word or a phrase in a file. You can search for files, folders, programs, and even open a website from here. So what I'm going to briefly demonstrate is opening a program. So if I type, for example, power options, it should open power options dialog, at least that's what I call it, in control panel.
Leaving menus, power options require a password on Wake Up Link.
Yeah, it says require password on Wake Up, and the title bar says
power options.
It says power options. We're now on the correct program. To browse a result of a search, you will press control down arrow. I'll do it again. I'll press Windows key to open start.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
Now I'm going to search Welcome Center. Now press control down arrow to read the result.
Braille note PKM, read BCT Windows Vista podcast. Read. See all results. Search the internet. Welcome Center 1 of 18. Braille Note P. Welcome Center 1 of 18.
Yeah. That is the quick way to browse the search results. If you found the correct term that you're looking for, such as Welcome Center in my case, you press enter to open the query result. To exit out of here, you'll press escape. And in the tab,
to move through items, press start search. Internet, edit start search edit.
It has some focus issues. You have to press down arrow and up arrow once each time to move the focus back to search box. If start menu has search capabilities, what about all programs start menu? To open all programs, you press up arrow from the search box, and it'll say
all programs submenu A.
It'll say all programs submenu. To open this item, you press enter or right arrow.
Adobe Reader 8, 1 of 30, A.
We have the 30 items in the top tree view, and Adobe Reader is one of them. The first letter navigation still works just like any version of Windows. I'll press down arrow to move through these items just to show you what I have.
Default programs: DFX for Winamp, Internet Explorer, Korea Media Player Center, Korea Messenger Center, Windows Cap, Windows Con, Windows Def, Windows Dev, Windows Live Messenger, Windows Mail, Windows Media Center, Windows Meet, Windows Movie, Windows Photo, Windows Update, Accessories Closed.
Okay, Accessories Closed. This used to be Accessories submenu, so
Notepad 2, 6, Leaving Menus.
I pressed the wrong key. Yep, this is Accessories
Windows
Closed.
Internet Explorer.
And to open a closed
Windows Live
item,
Messenger.
You press right arrow. I'll do that again because I have inadvertently exited out of start menu.
Menu, all pro, Windows lock, accessories closed. Accessories open, 17 items.
There we go, it's now opened. I'll press down arrow to move these items.
Calculator 2, 1 of 17, command prompt, connect to a network projector.
And to close this, you have to go back to accessories opened, and you have to press left arrow to close it.
Accessories open, 17 items.
There we go. And press left arrow to close it.
Accessories closed, 18 of 30.
To exit out of all programs, you press escape.
Edit start search edit.
Here we go. We're now back at the search box. Another feature that is new is this new shutdown and power options. So I'll press right arrow to go through these.
Leaving menus, start menu to activate, press the space bar, keeps your session in memory and put.
And actually it is a
sleep
icon. To the right is
lock this computer. Shutdown to activate, press the space bar, new menu, shutdown to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay, shutdown option is still here. So if you press start menu, Windows key, and to the, if you go to the right three times, you would land at power menu. I'll press down arrow.
Switch user, W, switch users without closing programs. Log off, L, log O, restart, R, sleep, S, shutdown, U.
There we go, I'm back at shutdown. Just before I landed at shutdown, you heard